Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Like giant pools of molten magma beneath the surface, humanity's great desire for liberty and freedom is striking out to the surface, and nothing the New World Order can do in the end will suppress our drive for liberty and freedom and justice and our love of God and our families that God gave us. Thank you for joining me on this live Monday broadcast. I'm only doing part of the broadcast today because I've got to be in my personal bankruptcy court stuff coming up, which is going to be very, very interesting, as under penalty of perjury, folks find out that I have almost no money, contrary to the total fake news you've been hearing for years, that's total fraud and total lies out of the mouths of these devils that run the system. But that's a side issue. We have got a huge transmission lined up for you here. I'll be here for the next hour or so, then Owen's going to take over, and I'll be back hosting the show 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. throughout the week, God willing. Look, I know I keep harping on the shots, but it's because now coroners around the world, including the U.S., the U.K., and Australia, are doing autopsies on children. And the U.N., the WEF, directed under Fauci, really tried to get coroners not to do autopsies. That's come out. But now it's in the news, and they're doing the autopsies. And even the BBC says, okay, these COVID shots are causing little kids to have heart attacks and die on a mass scale. Wow. It's actually all coming out. That is huge, huge, huge. Got a big stack of that. I mean, just current, every day, more prominent deaths, autopsies coming in. And remember, they probably do an autopsy on 1 in 1,000 that get killed by this. So, the so-called unexplained deaths are now becoming explained. Like, print me that last article, because I've seen a bunch of those, too, where they refuse autopsies. And that's the big scandal. From the beginning, they've been censoring, they've been blocking therapeutics, they've been doing fake trials of the shots, that's all come out, and then suppressing autopsies. Oh, no, 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 no. That mother of three that was 34 years old, you had her mom on a year ago, who was a nurse and took the Pfizer shot, and her organs liquefied in a week. They said, hey, let's not look at that. That's what's so amazing about this weapon is it's designed to hit different parts of the body of different people. So one person gets a liquefied liver. One person gets a heart attack. One person gets a blood clot in the brain. But most folks just get sterilized, but it's got to be strong enough to attack the testicles and ovaries. And so the side effect is death. And they made it a little too strong, which, of course, they meant to do because now they can test our response and see if they're able to cover it up. This is the ultra, ultra, ultra hardcore information we cover and why they want us off the air and why they've got their algorithms and their AI dialed down as strong as they can to suppress Infowars.com/show and band.video. But that's why you, the human intelligence, the battle between humans and machines on the ground in this matrix can overpower them with brute force by sharing the link and saying the forbidden truth lives at Infowars.com/show. And band.video. You want to win this fight? People call in all day saying, how do we win? The enemy has done their analysis. They believe this broadcast can bring them down with our guests, our callers, myself, and the whole team. We're seen as their kryptonite. But we got to move the kryptonite up against the enemy if we're going to be able to deal with them. You got to get it on them. You got to get it on them. You got to go up against them. And for 28 years, I've been on the very front lines of the fight, and I want to thank you all for keeping me in attack formation. Stay in attack formation. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with massive news on a whole host of fronts, including the poison shots. Let's save lives together. Share the live link, InfoWars.com/show. Now, on text message and email. By InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it at the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% humanoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And it's Monday, December 19th, 2022. Thank you so much for tuning in to this global broadcast. Let me tell you what's coming up. Well, the border is completely dissolved. Title 42 is gone. The Border Patrol estimates 10 million illegal aliens. I misspoke yesterday. I want to explain something. When I said we talked to Border Patrol whistleblowers earlier this year and then just a few weeks ago down at the border, they said they estimated 10 million would come across the Texas sector alone. Excuse me. The estimates are another 5 to 6 million in the other sectors put together, Arizona, California, you name it. Video, senior advisors can't say why Biden hasn't visited border. Democrats dismiss crisis at the national level, but not at the local level. We are in urgent need for help. New York City mayor starts freaking out over impending wave of illegal aliens. Same thing in El Paso, same thing in Denver, same thing in Chicago, same thing all over the place. And the good news, Texas Governor Abbott seeks criminal probe of the UN NGOs aiding illegal immigrants crossing the border that are actually in charge of the Border Patrol. We've been spotlighting that and spotlighting it hard. The same European NGO that ran the open borders the last decade in Europe was hired 2 years ago, or about a year and a half ago, by Biden. Absolutely insane. We'll be drilling more into that. Huge Russia escalation news, with Kissinger saying it's time for negotiated peace in Ukraine to avoid a nuclear war that is becoming imminent. Also, we've got the big Elon Musk Twitter situation. Look, I know it's interesting, like a big soap opera, to see who's let back on and who isn't, and to constantly talk about Elon Musk all day. But at the end of the day, it is a big distraction from all the giant events going on. And so I saw it right when the poll went live last night. Right as I was going off air, handing the baton to Owen Schroyer, I saw the poll go live. It only had like 20,000 votes. Got like 18 million last time I checked. It had just gone live. Twitter-wide poll saying, do you want me to step down as CEO? And if you vote, I will abide by what you want. Well, he knew they were going to use bots. He knew they were going to do whatever they wanted. And he knows Twitter's mainly leftist. So he obviously already has his CEO lined up. I walked in here and told Owen about it and said, watch, he'll probably tweet soon that, but don't worry, he's got a new CEO. He loves those little jokes to watch him celebrate and then say, yeah, I'm not going to officially be doing this. I've got other things like space programs to run and brain implant chips and electric cars and flamethrowers and, you know, everything else. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, he tweets, don't worry, look out what you wish for. It's going to be a new CEO. So he's beyond a mega troll. I don't know, I've been called a troll. I'm not trying to troll the globalist. I just want to confront them and expose them. But Musk really plans all this out. Really creepy watching him hang out with Jared Kushner, though. And so at the big soccer game, speaking of that, Argentina beat France, of course. And the U.S. media, CNN, Washington Post, others, said it was racist that the team was white and brown and there were no black players. You watch an NFL game where some of them 90% black. Nobody gets mad about that. They're the best players in that country. Believe me, they had black players there that were better. They'd be on the team. They just beat basically an all-black team. But the whole point is, what does it have to do with it? They're just projecting race on to everything for divide and conquer. But I do find it hilarious that Argentina then won. So that's a very, very interesting. I know Owen Shorter is a big Argentina fan, so he was really, really excited yesterday. But when we see an all-black team from France, we don't ask, why is the whole team black from France? Well, in France, they got a giant African population there, and they are the overall the best soccer players according to the free market. And there's a bunch of good soccer players that are in Argentina because they like their country and they don't want to move somewhere else, so they've got a home team that happens to be brown and white. Big deal. But just the idea of white people existing is evil. That is the race-based system of the ADL and the New World Order. And really, they show their ass how they're the ones promoting racial division and control through that racial division. And then, of course, we have massive vaccine news. And I keep saying the biggest yet, because every day bigger shoes drop. More information comes out. Suddenly, governments and others are doing autopsies, despite the fact that you and the WEF said, don't do them, of the children and others dying of heart attacks and blood clots. And surprise, surprise, it's not regular blood clots. It's protein blobs of the spike protein growing and replicating and creating sludge that kills you deader than a hammer. Absolutely incredible. We're going to be getting to that actually next segment and playing those clips, because this is really the end of the system if all this comes out, and it is coming out. We've got some new FTX news. You know, these new JFK documents have come out showing the government had CIA involvement. Of course they did. I interviewed the head of the operation before he died. We played the interview with E. Howard Hunt that his son got. I interviewed a lot of the other people who were involved, and it's well known. All of this is extremely well known of who the hit team was. But before he died, he gave the deathbed confession. And then, of course, we also have the famous admitted mistress of JFK, who I interviewed weeks before she died. She was all there when she died. She had heart problems. And she lived at the Driscoll with LBJ for years, for over 20 years. She was his Austin mistress. She had other ones in D.C. And she's on record being his mistress. And she said that he came in and said, I'll never deal with that son of a bitch anymore. Next week when he comes to Texas, we're going to kill his ass in Dallas. He came in happy as as a clam a few days later and said, yep, took out that son of a bitch. So, I mean, I've interviewed the woman in the bedroom with him that had a son with him. I've interviewed the famous CIA hitman who was in Dallas. I mean, it's on record. So we're going to be getting into that as well. But, I mean, the national polls, 92% of Americans know the government killed Kennedy. So the Epic Times says, has American democracy been a hallucination nearly 60 years? And the answer is, yeah, that was their beachhead. But now the globalists have got pretty much full control, and you see their mission wreck and destroy the country. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we are tomorrow's news today. Now, let me make a little announcement here. And it's a lot of the complex behind-the-scenes things and all the rest of it, but InfoWars, because of supply chain breakdowns and lawsuits and issues and attacks, has been off and on the red the last few years. And we also have had a lot of problems getting the products in, but we finally put everything forward, everything we could do, and got a lot of great products to finally come in. And then if folks just simply get the great products, because I know a lot of folks couldn't get the products for a long time because they weren't there, if all the great folks that were getting these great products come back and get them again, we'll be able to continue to operate, appeal all these fake lawsuits, and stay on the air for years and years and years just in this current incarnation. But if you don't support, and I'm not complaining, it's up to you, we will not be here. I need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and finish up any Christmas shopping and give yourself the gift of health and life. We have the new InfoWars MD line that has a whole bunch of already best-selling products, some of them number one bestsellers, from the top distributor and manufacturer that we were already getting a lot of our supplies from to make the supplements and other big supplement companies. But we've gone right to the source with InfoWars MD. Now, they're selling out of, they've already sold out of one of their CBDs. These are super high quality, great CBDs that have, you know, none of the stuff in it that gets you high. There's none of the THC in it. It's only the good plant oils that are just magic, basically. They do so much for inflammation, your brain, pain, you name it. If you've not tried CBD, this is a great CBD. They have 25 milligram gummies and 1,000 milligram liquid drip. You just take one drop out of the tongue. At InfoWarsStore.com, massively discounted. You're paying for these CBD oils around 40% off what they're sold in stores. Most people sell 1,000 milligram liquid drop, full spectrum, pure CBD for $150 retail, $100 on sale. Well, this is $55. So do the math here. And understand, we're only making a little bit of money off of this, but we believe in you. When you get a lot of great products that you like it and buy from us over and over again. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should sell for $100 and the sales we do get would fund things. But I just like to bring you a good deal. So you have the CBD gummies and you have the CBD liquid that's super strong. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the turmeric 95. It's the same as Bodies. 95% humanoid. Our Bodies are sold out. We have the turmeric 95 ready to ship right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Mushroom Max is a good, clean, natural nootropic that doesn't use stimulants, but does create an incredibly clean, great stimulant effect in the brain. Mushroom Max at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life.
I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more.
When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Remember, when I cover this stack of news, these are real people that are dying. These are real people that are sick. These are a lot of people you personally know. When we open the phones up, and I'm going to do it again later this week, we can take 3-4 hours of calls, and nobody calls in and had good experiences with the poison shots. And the stories they tell aren't just anecdotal. It's in the global statistics from the insurance companies and governments. Now it's coming out that Fauci and the UN and the WEF went in and said, don't do autopsies when these people drop dead of heart attacks and blood clots. So folks on Twitter asked the question, the vaccine doesn't stop transmission and it doesn't prevent infection, so what does it do? That's all admitted fact right now, but look at the latest articles. I see them everywhere. New York Times, why those that took the shot died at a lesser rate than those that did. Those that took the shot had a lower rate of death than those that didn't take it. That's just not true. Just like they lied about crime statistics this year and said crime's down 2% nationwide from 2 years ago. It's up massively, but they just didn't count 800-plus cities and towns. They cut out where all the crimes exploded and then said no crime there, so obviously it went down because they weren't even averaging in where most of the crime is. But they think you're stupid. And it just continues on with Biden saying there is no border problem. So here's some of the headlines. This is the BBC of all places admitting COVID. Jack Lass died as a result of AstraZeneca vaccine, says the coroner. Direct result of AstraZeneca COVID jab, because they all create spike protein. Not just the mRNA. He died just weeks after he took the shot. Okay, that's just today. I didn't like go back and pull these up. This is just latest news. Here's a clip. 8-year-old boy develops myocarditis after his second vaccine, the doctors admit. So here's the key. We've known this for since before they even gave the shots. The CDC documents predicted it, but now the mainstream media is reporting it. Go ahead and roll that clip.
A second grader in Kaohsiung developed a fever and chest pain after getting a second Moderna dose on June 17th. Doctors said the boy had myocarditis that may have been triggered by the vaccine. The boy is in stable condition after treatment. Meanwhile, a 68-year-old Chai resident died just hours after getting his fourth Moderna shot. Whether the two incidents are related remains to be clarified.
Taiwan began administering second Moderna doses to children between 6 and 11 on June 17th. In Kaohsiung, a boy developed a fever and chest pain 2 days after getting his second shot.
Okay, that's enough. I'm not going to go into the rest of it. So we have millions and millions of deaths. Conservative estimates, 10 million. The big estimates, 20 million dead. That's just short term. But we know around 1 in 40 to 1 in 100 deaths or adverse reactions even get reported to the VAERS. It's similar around the world. But you heard the big lie there. He's fine now. He's out of the hospital. It causes massive heart scarring. And normal children that get rare viral myocarditis from a virus, you can get it from, you know, the flu, a cold, it's very rare. Half of them are dead within a year. Did you hear me there? So think about that. And there's a lot of evidence showing that this is worse form of myocarditis because the spike protein has the viral effect in the heart. So a lot of these children that are getting myocarditis are going to be dead very soon. And I forget the exact statistic. I think it's within 5 years, something like 69%. You can pull it up. I've had Dr. Mercola on. We've shown the studies ad nauseum. Just look up what I'm saying. Percentage of young people and children that die after myocarditis? Because you usually live, they just have like heart ablation where they literally cauterize out the heart and stuff. I mean, you can't run, you can't jog, you have like a heart of an 80-year-old person. Think about how sick that is. He's like, oh, the boy had myocarditis from the shot, but he's fine now. Yeah, he's really fine right now. Here is Dr. Malone and another scientist talking about how Fauci told the government, this is a government official we're talking to, with Dr. Malone, to not do autopsies. Here it is.
So what's happened to the autopsy, Ryan?
Well, Anthony Fauci told our government to tell people don't do autopsies on COVID patients. You cannot find that for which you do not look. I have a post-vaccine 9-year-old on my desk, dead. I don't want to see one more child post-vaccine ever on my desk. Are the autopsies starting to happen? You bet they are, finally, because people are saying, well, why wouldn't we do them? And in that same town from which this 9-year-old died, a healthy 22-year-old wrestler, after his third shot, is now also coming to be on my desk so I can determine the cause of death there. We were told, don't do autopsies, don't look. And that's what your government is giving you for data. Don't ask, don't tell, don't look. These are not the droids you're looking for. Everything is safe and effective. Go jab up the children with a shot that doesn't work for a virus that isn't here anymore, for a virus that most of them are already recovered from. Safe and effective. Don't do science. Don't ask a question. Destroy the careers of those that do ask a question that are only in it for humanity. Valid questions to ask yourself.
Premeditated mass murder. There's Ernest Ramirez. His son didn't drink, didn't smoke pot, played basketball, was skinny. He took the Pfizer shot. And a week later was playing basketball with his father and friends and dropped dead. He wanted an autopsy and he said, no, you don't want that. Dropped dead. No heart defects, no nothing. Dead. That was over a year ago and the murder continues. Now they're going after the newborn babies. Only the U.S. has authorized 6-month-olds and up, but now they're going after the newborn babies and, of course, shooting up the pregnant women. Here is super successful IT computer engineer inventor with tens of millions of dollars of sales of his inventions. That's really what he is, a prominent scientist. But journalist Steve Kirsch testifying, so you killed 150,000, that's a very low statistic of what's in VAERS, in order to maybe save 10,000 lives. Here he is talking about it.
So you killed 150,000 in order to maybe save 10,000 lives. And that's if the actual variant matched the vaccine, which it doesn't. So in other words, and for kids, by the way, the risk benefit is even worse. We kill 117 kids to save one life. Because everybody is focused, laser focused on how many lives can we save from COVID. And they're not focused on how many people actually die from the vaccine. Because it's all covered up, because the doctors aren't allowed to talk about it, because they will lose their license or they will be fired if they talk about it.
Bingo. And that's what's happening is they don't care anymore and the dam's breaking, the autopsies are coming out. So thanks to all of you pushing and exposing and speaking out, we're starting to win and now we can save a lot of lives. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements. is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Through a ton of news that all ties together. We just showed you the New York Times caught lying, saying that the vaccine protects you from hospitalization and death. They fake the statistics. They fake the crime statistics. Another report out now. CDC pressured by gun control zealots to bury stats on guns used in self-defense, downplay firearms, stopping crime. They're rigging everything, ladies and gentlemen, and it's getting worse. More on that in just a moment. We're going to tie it into the latest battles at Twitter. Now we have the new documents out where the FBI was actually running Twitter, and even the leftist executives thought it was illegal because they were being ordered to actually target and harass people. You see, it's a lot worse than everybody thought or knew. You notice when I confronted Oliver Darcy that I got banned for on Twitter, not Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook wasn't even the radar, wasn't talking about it. Nobody was talking about it with me. They just hyped up stuff out of context. Like, oh, he's a Sandy Hook guy. He got rich off Sandy Hook. No, I got banned off Twitter for confronting Oliver Darcy, the so-called CNN journalist, the minion of Brian Stelter, and saying, you're involved with the government and intelligence agencies at Twitter and Facebook and Google, with mainstream media coordinating with the Pentagon and the FBI to censor and harass people. That's why they crapped their britches. In fact, we got to find the full confrontation. It's like 5 minutes long, and I say it's going to come out. It's going to come out that you work for the Department of Defense and the FBI. I know you're the liaison with Brian Stelter. Every one of these companies has a bunch of liaisons, because I tracked what they were saying, watched what they were doing. I saw the coordination, and I knew about the Defense Authorization Act that Obama put in before he left office funding this. And now you see it everywhere. Oh, my gosh, the FBI and the CIA are involved with big tech censoring and surveilling and harassing. Obama put it in the damn legislation. That's how I knew. I know Owen's going to take over later. Rob doing them can find it. I want to find, because there's a great shot. Nobody puts that word. It was on my camera, right in his face. And I just want the whole stream, the whole thing. It's like 5 minutes where I say, I know you're working with the Justice Department, the CIA. I know how you get your orders. I know how it's liaison. It's all coming out. And I was telling members of Congress, going up and down the halls, and confronted the head of Google. I've got their number. We are next year's news today. Yeah, that's the whitewash from a few days ago. Now it's confirmed that they were commanding it and surveilling people and harassing people, not just in contact with Twitter. And it doesn't just end with Twitter. It's all the big tech. But before I get to all that, let me make a very exciting announcement. You notice a lot of new products are in. A lot of old products are finally back in. We put all our money in, everything, to get the products from the supply chain breakdown finally back in, and finally products that some of you haven't been able to get for more than 2 years are back in. It's been 2 years since one of our best sellers was here, the Real Red Pill. Now, I had the idea for this product 6 years ago, and I had it manufactured, and it was not popular. But slowly, as people began, a few people to order it and try it, their word of mouth made it our number three best seller because it worked so good. And then some of the proprietary things in it we couldn't get anymore because of the lab we were using. And I went in for my yearly checkup, got blood drawn, all that. And I said, what is this brochure you've given me? And medical doctor owns and runs a big clinic who is a listener. He said, well, this is a prescription. But he said, this formula we found really makes people lose weight. It you know, really does great things to counter aging. And it's so good for the whole body and the immune system. And I said, wow. So I went to a big firm. And I said, I want to clone this but make it better. And that's what Real Red Pill is. And, folks, I need to get back to the news, but let me tell you what's in this. Been gone for 2 years. The Real Red Pill Plus, it's got everything in it. But the big thing is the high-quality preguinone that is the basis for all the hormones in a man or woman that people get depleted so the body can't even make its natural hormones. So this is the precursor your body needs to have healthy hormones. If you get older, you lose the preguinone. Well, this adds it. Beetroot, vital nutrients like niacin, folate, calcium, magnesium, and zinc, vitamin K, B6, and 12. It's got a clean energy boosting formula with L-theanine, theobromine, green tea extract, and yerba mate leaf extract, and many more. Real Red Pill formula supports the body through supporting healthy aging, supporting hormone production, supporting endocrine health, helping to support mental sharpness and mental clarity, and containing essential trace minerals such as B vitamins. And that's only part of what's in it. This is a multivitamin, multi-mineral with a whole bunch of super high-end nutraceuticals in it that you need. It is finally back, and it's 50% off because we need funds right now. The Real Red Pill Plus, finally back at InfoWarsStore.com. I know people are going to be extremely excited about that because it was so incredibly popular. That's part of the reason we've gotten in financial trouble was supply chain breakdowns and other issues. The products everybody liked were just gone for years. And so they're like, no, I don't like this other product. I don't want that. Well, we finally got a big lab to make it, and it is the original formula. So I told you we got the connections now, and it's all triple tested and super high rated, but this is an original proprietary InfoWars product where we took what sold in medical offices and upgraded it, made it even better. And I tell you, the bottle of that stuff I bought from at that doctor's office was $100. This is a fraction of that. And it's jam-packed. Look at this. You open this up, TV viewers. And it is just filled. You know, you go to the store, you see the mushroom max we sell. Another big brand name sells a very similar mushroom system than we do. But ours has three times the pills in it than what the leading brand does, and they sell it for the same price. Look at this. Look at this. The sucker is full to the top. And nobody's got something like this except for medical offices. So that's your real Red Pill Plus. We're doing a fundraiser. We need to stay on air. We are treading water, but we've got a big plan. And I told you T-shirts are all going to sell out. But we got T-shirts coming back in next year. We got a bunch of other stuff. We got X2 coming back. We're online, but just barely. So we need you to support us at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank all of you that have supported us. Why did I dump this all over the table? It's on top of my news articles now. I just wanted to show you how much is in here. And it's the same thing with the InfoWars Platinum products that are clones of three top national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company. The HGH Max, the Testosterone 1776 Boost, and the Pain MD are all absolutely amazing and are very strong. So I would suggest you not take the full dose the first time of any of these because it's that good. It's that strong. And I really got mad at myself when Real Red Pill came back in last week. That if you remember, about 6 years ago, I lost a ton of weight, like 60 pounds. And I gained half of it back. And it was because I was remembered to take everything, including the Real Red Pill. And then when it sold out a few years ago, and I kind of just didn't get the habit of taking it anymore because I'm not a big pill guy, I gained some of the weight back. But I'm going right back on it today. And you're going to see the dramatic, because I'm going to take my X2, I'm going to take my vitamin mineral fusion, I'm going to take my DNA Force, I'm going to take my Real Red Pill. As adulterated as the food and the supply is, it's so important to supplement. And what it does for the mind is so important as well, especially all the stuff going on. You want to give your immune system everything you can do. And the Real Red Pill is that. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay. Done plugging. I'm going to come back here in a few minutes, and I am going to go through all of it in a giant news blitz straight ahead on Twitter. Elon Musk, what happened with Argentina and their soccer team. The New York Times doing a crossword puzzle for Hanukkah with a swastika on it. Why do they do that? We'll explain it. We're also going to get into the situation unfolding in Ukraine and how serious that is, and the latest developments. Also, five Antifa protesters in Atlanta held on terrorism charges after police find bombs, flares, and weapons in their camp. What are they gearing up for? What's getting ready? The January 6th kangaroo panel is set to come out and call for Trump to be indicted today. That is all coming up and more, but the good news is the people are waking up on a mass scale. And the people now know these shots are poison, and now doctors have the courage and the cover to come out and tell the truth. And so the New World Order is in a lot of trouble, but they got tricks up their sleeves. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're receiving this transmission, you're under globalist attack. You are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want to wish you all a blessed and safe and alive Christmas. I do not wish you a woke, mind-controlled Christmas. Okay, a friend of mine this morning, I woke up, and a well-known podcaster friend of mine sent me this link and said, oh, I'd forgotten about this. I'd forgotten that when they were on Joe Rogan's show, the head lawyer and Jack Dorsey, that they said in their own file, the lawyer brought it, why I was banned from Twitter. Nothing about Sandy Hook. That wasn't on the radar. Hadn't talked about it in years. They made that a big issue to sue me later. It was because I confronted Oliver Darcy, lined up to go in a committee room about internet censorship, where they went in and denied it was going on. You remember, 4.5 years ago when this happened, they were still denying that censorship was even happening, but we had the Defense Authorization Act and the Countering Foreign Propaganda Disinformation Act that said the FBI and CIA would work with legacy media to create these secret boards that would then watch and advise and order big tech on who to censor. Now the sixth Twitter drop came out on Friday. and has the FBI commanding Twitter. Now, again, it's not just Twitter, as Congress is now reporting. So that's why they got so upset. So I haven't had time to go find the full confrontation. It was like 5 minutes long, but I remember in it I said, you're involved in racketeering. I know you're getting government orders. I know it's part of this. I know it's the Defense Authorization Act. And that's when they got really freaked out and really scared because nobody else had put that together. And it's not about credit, folks. It's about understanding I don't make this stuff up. And if Trump would have listened back then, we could have done something. I even told Trump about this personally. I said, sir, it's $3 billion in funding, $2 billion, another billion. They're stay-behind networks, moles inside your administration. Here's some of their names. And that's why they went completely ape and had headlines. Our main job at the White House is keeping Trump away from Alex Jones and InfoWars. Remember, I said he was being spied on. I said they were censoring people. I said the government was involved. And if he'd have got control, it would have been game over. But instead, they kept control. And now here we are. I'm going to tell you the rest of the story coming up in the next segment of what they're doing now and what's coming next. But I first wanted to play just, this is a funny compilation. I'm going to have the crew find the full confrontation that will air later in the next hour. But right now, let's go ahead and go to a little short clip where I confront him. And then it cuts back and forth to the Joe Rogan Show with the head lawyer and the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, at the time on the show. Here it is.
Look at this right here. The guy that goes around policing and calling for censorship and then claims that Trump's wrong, there's no censorship of conservatives or patriots. You are incredibly shameful.
How are you doing, Alex?
Eyes of the rat. Eyes of the rat. Eyes of the rat. Eyes of the rat. Even more evil-looking person. He's just scum. You're a virus to America and freedom, smelling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow. You look like a possum that got caught doing some really, really nasty stuff. Eyes of the rat. Even more evil-looking person. He's just scum. You're a virus to America and freedom, smelling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow. You look like a possum that got caught doing some really, really nasty stuff. Caught doing some really, really nasty stuff. Caught doing some really, really nasty stuff. Caught doing some really, really nasty stuff.
That's enough? Really? That's hilarious.
All you people that have an inferiority complex and think if you can take the greatness of America and dominate it, that you might actually be somebody because you project your own loathing for yourself on everybody else. I'm a winner. I love myself. I love who I come from. Victory and strength and honor. You are the definition of dishonor. And one day in the Encyclopedia Britannica, Encyclopedia Galactica, it will have your face next to dishonor and the word rat.
What do you hope to accomplish here?
I'm just showing people just the servile nature at the bottom of the barrel. These dying news corporations have to dredge up from the front lines to attack the First Amendment. You're the equivalent of like that, in my view. You're the equivalent of like a Hitler youth being put on the front line to stop the advance of the Allies.
So you came here to attack the media?
You're not the media. You are fake news. You are the criminal news network. You engage in racketeering trying to shut down real news, real information. You engage in lying and fraud to your audience on a premeditated, continual basis. You got some damn evil eyes, son.
So they have found like a 12-minute clip. I thought it was like a 5-minute confrontation. And so we'll have that next hour. But it's really important because I remember I specifically went in to the Stay Behind Networks and the government running it and the Obama funding. And, of course, it's all true. Of course it was all true because it's in the damn bill. That's what's so frustrating is I talked to the president so many times. You go, you're a great man, Alex. Appreciate you. Keep the work up. Just wanted to check in, see how you're doing. Pat me on the head. I'd be like, listen, Fiona Hill's a mole. This guy's a mole. You got to stop him. There's a Stay Behind Network, $3 billion in funding. Here's the name of it. Please write it down. Okay. And then just a moment, he come back. Oh, God, this is important, isn't it? Yes, it's important. It's called the Countering Foreign Disinformation and Propaganda Act. And it's what they're doing against you, sir. And, of course, he started to figure it out by the end. But we have the intel. We know how to stop it. It's totally illegal what they did. It wasn't Russian election meddling. It was the deep state Democratic Party with the neocons, and they totally stole the last two elections in front of us. With just the meddling alone, blocking information is election meddling, not to mention the machines and the mail-in ballots. So here's the headlines. Elon Musk Twitter poll ends with users seeking his departure. Of course, that was his master troll. Now he says, oh, he already had his new CEO ready. He'll still be in charge of it. So he knew they'd vote against him. He goes, okay, I'll give you what you want. But he said, careful what you ask for. Elon Musk makes poll asking if he should step down as head of Twitter. 57% say yes. Elon floats plan to step back from Twitter after meeting with Jared Kushner.
Ew.
Twitter files. Even chief censor feared FBI was breaking the law, helping U.S. intelligence engage in domestic operations. And that's all come out in the documents. And, of course, even the head of their censorship thought it was okay to put, you know, nine-year-olds on Grindr, that is a gay hookup site. But that was okay with him. But, well, I can't get direct orders from the FBI to surveil and censor and shut people down. I thought you'd just tell us what you want. That's a big article up on InfoWars.com. It's a link to the Daily Mail. So Elon Musk set to step down as Twitter CEO, but not leave Twitter. Here's the Twitter Files Part 6. Twitter is an FBI subsidiary. Big, giant, thick article breaking it all down with Matt Taibbi's information. It's 28 pages long. I suggest you go read it for yourself. Social media coordinated with DOJ and FBI is not limited to Twitter. Devin Nunes, yeah, no kidding. Look, you catch one fish out of a lake, you go, that was the only fish because I pulled it out and I know it's the only one because I can't see the other ones. Elon lifts Twitter suspension of lefty journalists. The people have spoken. Oh, but when they had polls, for me, the vast majority wanted me to say that he didn't do it. But you know, it's kind of uncool to even be on there. And again, Trump's a day late, a dollar short. Trump vows to ban feds from targeting misinformation if elected. And think about how preposterous that is. All news has a bias. All news isn't 100% right because none of us are omnipresent. None of us have all the answers. But the idea that they tell you what's true, the big corporations, the government, with the worst track record of lying by design and putting out official talking points, it is beyond disgusting. And, of course, Musk has angered the system. Exclusive probe of Musk's Neuralink to scrutinize long-criticized U.S. animal welfare regulator. That's Reuters, hooking all these microchips and wires up into monkeys' brains. And I'm not defending what he did, but he's not the only one. And it is really expanding and accelerating right now. Okay, we're going to start the second hour here in a little while, and I am going to get into a big article by Brandon Smith at Alt-Market that's posted on InfoWars.com. Leftists aren't capable of surviving economic collapse. Here's why. And then why are they supporting then the Great Reset and their own destruction? Meanwhile, the New York Times put out a Hanukkah crossword puzzle that's a swastika. Why did they do stuff like that? Imagine if you or I did that. Well, it's about we can do it, but you can't. Well, don't worry. I don't want to put out a swastika on Hanukkah. But it's all they fetishize doing evil things, doing weird things, doing bad things, and that they're the ones that are allowed to do it, but nobody else can. We've also got news on the economy and on the Fed raising rates, admitting they don't know what they're doing, and so much more. Hour number two, straight ahead. It's going to be jam-packed today. InfoWars.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.